Well, a top U.S. military official has warned that the mission in Afghanistan is a failure. Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis has also accused Washington of misleading Americans about the war in the torn country. Now, Davis says his recent trip to Afghanistan, quote, bore no resemblance to the rosy official statements about conditions on the ground. The lieutenant colonel is urging an end to the Afghanistan mission. He says the Afghan authorities are incapable of providing for the people there, and the militants virtually control all parts of the war-torn country. Davis also draws parallels between the two U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He says in both cases, the gap between observed reality and official rhetoric has been, quote, wider than an ocean. Let's switch over to Washington, joined by the political director of Peace Action, Mr. Paul Martin. Thank you so much for being with us. Your take on these latest statements, interesting, being made by a military man himself saying that the war has been a failure. Your take, and thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's not surprising. We've known for quite some time that the Pentagon uses its information services really as propaganda to spread the information that they want to spread and to portray things in the light that they want to spread them. So when they say things are going successful in Afghanistan, they also said that about Iraq, it's not surprising that when reporters or others who can have inside information actually find out the facts are, such as in Afghanistan, that things aren't going as well. We do not have control of various parts of Afghanistan. The Afghanistan forces cannot control parts of Afghanistan, as our government would like to say, and the strategy is failing. The only strategy left is a political strategy, which means bringing the troops out of Afghanistan and talking to the Taliban and finding some sort of peace process.
Of course, Mr. Martin, and this has been going on a long time as far as the Afghan war and the Taliban. Are the militants actually getting greater and greater control over the areas? How significant is it, though, that this is a high-ranking military official saying this? And at this point in time, during a year that it is an election year, is it significant?
Yes, I think so. The Obama administration has been saying that their strategy has been successful. That's why they're planning on pulling 33,000 troops out by the end of September. But it's clear that the strategy has not been successful, and probably part of the reasons of pulling the troops out is because this is not a strategy that seems to work. It is very noteworthy that it's not only a high-ranking military official, but it's a currently serving military official. Colonel Davis is still in the military. He's actually
right
now based in the Pentagon, and so it's noteworthy that he took the time to spread this information through various media outlets before finally telling his commanders that he was going to do so.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to us here at Press TV. Mr. Paul Martin, political director of Peace Action.